Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
As long as both parties get in their certifications on time by the deadline, they're going to be on the ballot. As long as they adhere to Alabama state law, we're going to put them on the ballot.
Republican Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen says Democrats have until August 15th to certify President Joe Biden as their candidate to get him on November's ballot. Ohio's deadline is August 7th, but the Democratic convention takes place days after those deadlines. GOP legislatures in both states made exceptions for former President Donald Trump in 2020 and face calls to do the same for Biden. A new Justice Department rule about to go into effect will force dealers to run background checks on buyers at gun shows. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says it'll close a loophole that allows the sale of tens of thousands of untracked guns every year.
President Biden and Vice President Harris continue to call on Congress to enact universal background checks and finish the job.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill to let local and state officials arrest and deport undocumented migrants who illegally re-entered the country. A similar Texas law has been paused by a federal court, but Republican Iowa State Representative Stephen Holt says that state must push the envelope to protect residents.
We know that many have come across our border just to have a better life, but we also know that there are gang members, terrorists, rapists, and those who commit murder who have also crossed our border.
Opponents say the law encourages racial harassment and is already causing fear and confusion for DACA recipients and those legally pursuing asylum. A special prosecutor will consider criminal charges against Georgia Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones for trying to overturn the 2020 election. Jones was one of 16 Georgians who served as fake electors, falsely declaring Trump won that state. He calls the investigation an abuse of power.
To take it to this length and trying to accuse individuals being criminals, I think is a little much.
Meanwhile, voting rights groups in Georgia oppose a bill headed to the governor's desk that would make it easier to challenge a voter's eligibility and make it easier to purge voter rolls. Near-total abortion bans in Arizona and Florida have left Republicans reeling and might give Democrats a winning issue. But for Arkansas 3rd District congressional candidate Caitlin Draper, it's personal. Draper says she just learned her pregnancy wasn't viable, and even her doctors don't know if she can get the standard treatment.
So it feels horrible to live in a state where your life is at risk all the time. And I'm just desperately trying to have a baby.
An Arkansas law banning abortions except to save the woman's life went into effect after Roe was reversed in 2022. Meanwhile, the Iowa Supreme Court is considering the state's six-week ban. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.